Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Reigning in Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The Lord has given us this whole planet. And every one of us, He gives us gifts, graces, opportunities, open doors, anointing, resources, and we are to be good stewards of it. It's in our hands. It's in our control. And He created us not to be under the thumb of the enemy. He created us to rule and to reign. He made us to have dominion. From the beginning, it was this way. Look in Genesis, please. The very first chapter. This is early, right? Genesis 1. I don't have any other Bible pages before this on mine. Do you? I mean, this is as far back as we can go. Genesis 1. All through this chapter, He created, He said, let there be light, and there was, and let the waters be gathered into one place, let the dry land, and He goes through all, created the plant life, the animal life, and verse 26, He's made the earth and the sun and the moon and the stars and the dry land and the seas and the fish and the fowl and the animals and everything. And after all this, God said, Genesis 1:26, let us make man in our image. Is God an ape? Then nor am I. Is God a monkey? No. I'm made in the image of God. Mr. Darwin was confused. Right? Who's smarter? Mr. Darwin or God? Present day scientists and researchers or God? Do you know why so many of these missing links are missing? Why nobody can find them? Yeah, because they ain't there. That's why you can't find them. They're not there. It really ought to irritate us that these deceptions have been taught as facts in our schools and colleges. It is unproven. It is somebody's theory, contrary to the Word of God. Like one fellow said, he was talking with one of these guys at length that was so, you know, such an advocate of Darwinism and evolution. And he finally looked at the fellow. He said, the Christian said to the other guy, he said, it takes more faith to believe what you do than what I believe. You ain't got the proof. You ain't got the evidence. You're just having to believe it by faith. Well, if I'm going to believe something by faith, I'm going to believe the Bible, right? That's it. God said, let us make man, how? In our image, after our likeness. So don't be making fun of the form of man. You're making fun of God. And let them do what? Do you see that? First thing out of the box. Right? Let's make man and let them worship us. That's not what He said. Let's make man so mankind can serve us. That's not what He said. What did He say? Let's make man in our likeness and in our image and let them what? Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He him. Male and female created He them. And God blessed them. Authorized and blessed. And God said, be fruitful and multiply. Replenish the earth and what? Here it comes again. Subdue it. And what? Have dominion. He says it again, in case you didn't get it the first time. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, over every living thing that moves on the earth. Have dominion. The Amplified says, verse 26, he said, let us make mankind in our image after our own likeness. Let them have complete authority over, and he goes over the whole list. Let them have complete authority. What were we made to do? There's a reason why I keep going over this, because do you understand now that we've been programmed to believe something else? The whole church world has. We've been created and we've been ordained and appointed from the very beginning of creation to have dominion over this planet. God created the earth and he gave it to the children of men. Didn't he? He said, the heavens are mine, the earth is yours. You have dominion over everything in this planet. Now here's evidence that it was just that way. The very next chapter, the second chapter, Genesis 2. God made man and he planted a garden for the man and he told him about all the trees. He told him about the river. Verse 12, he told him about the gold. Are you in verse 12? And he said, that gold is evil. Stay away from that. What? Now, you'd think that's what it read the way some people talk. Who made gold? Did God say the gold is good or bad? He said gold is good. Everybody say it out loud. Gold is good. Say it again. Gold is good. One more time. Gold is good. Right? Well, what does money represent? It's supposed to represent silver and gold and precious metals, right? Instead of hauling the actual bulk of the gold around, you haul a piece of paper that's supposed to represent precious metal. That's how it started out anyway. And if it's that way, if gold is good, then the representation of it would be the same thing. Is money good or bad? Now, see, you can lose momentum right there, can't you? It's the love of it that's the problem. It's the covetous, not the gold. The gold is good. Having plenty of money is good. Being rich is good. Right? It's a shame so many folk are confused about this. Let me go on a little bit further. New houses are good. New cars are good. Nice clothes are good. Nice jewelry is good. Fancy meals are good. Right? Expensive meals are all just fine and good. The fanciest toys money can buy are just fine and good. Right? It's all good. You, if you're willing and obedient, what did the Bible say? You shall eat the good stuff of the land. He said, keep reading on down here, verse 19. Out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air. How many understand that covers a lot of ground? Every animal that walked the ground and every fowl, every bird that flew in the air. Now, how many is that? I mean, that covers groundhogs and possums, and coons and cows, and giraffes and armadillos. Is that right? And eagles and buzzards and sparrows and robins and on and on and on and on. Right?
Right.
And so God made all this. And what did he do? What did he do? He brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. Why? Now see, a lot of folks just read past this and they don't even see what's going on. Did God give man dominion over the earth? over everything that's in the earth.
Yes.
Then, who is to exercise authority over all these animals and over all these birds and over all this stuff? Man. So the Lord tells his man, we have all these animals. I put you over them. What do you want to call them? Right? You know, you would think this wouldn't be done in a half a day. Animal after animal after animal. And I don't know how they covered all the fish. This was before scuba gear. But it was also before the fall. So could have been some amazing stuff. He might have been able to breathe underwater. I don't know what he did. Or fly in the sky. He might have been able to buzz up to the mountain and say, yeah, eagle. But he named everything. What's he doing? He is exercising his authority over all the creation. And the Lord, how many understand the Lord, from this, he did not say, well, now, you're young, Adam. You just get started on this. So let me do this for you. You know, maybe later on you can learn how to do this. There's no indication that Adam called it something and God said, no, that's not good. Here, no, just sit down. I'm going to name the rest of these for you. No. Now, this is what people don't understand. If you give people responsibility, you must also give them authority. And if you give them authority, then you don't step back in. Did you hear me? They say, no, you can't do this. Well, you should have known that before you gave it to them. Right? And if you believe they weren't capable of handling it, then you shouldn't have turned it over to them. But the Lord turned it over to his man. I think we haven't realized how much he really turned it over to him. Because when it says God, you know, he brought these animals, it said whatever Adam called them, that's what they were. His word was the final say in the deal. Whose word? Adam's. Adam's. He really gave him the dominion over the earth. Not just in name theory, in actuality.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Authority Regained, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1001A. That's R-1001A. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.